It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast with myself, Jeremy, and Katie is in for me today and I'm in for him today. So, yeah, you okay there?
I'm okay. Who's him?
That's you. No, him is Adrian. You're Katie. Sorry, what?
I say to you, who's heard of cat's mother? Is that a thing? Did you ever hear that?
I did hear that, but we're not here to talk about expressions that you used to
no,
hear.
No, we're not.
Okay, so I want to give you my two dimes worth. That's an expression.
Okay.
I want to throw my hat into the ring on this conversation because we have a lot of people. We're going to get straight into it because we have a lot of people that want to talk about this topic. This is really after piquing interest in our listeners, and you will find it a very interesting listen as well because you're going to hear... You're going to hear opinions. Sorry,
they might not find it. Don't tell them what they're going to find. Let them decide themselves.
Oh no,
they're able people.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Some of them you need finger puppets to tell them how. To, well, you would.
Okay.
Like, look, her in particular.
Oh yeah, she's already been. Yeah.
Anyway, as you know, we regularly ask. Okay, let's shut Katie off for a second. This is a very serious conversation, actually. We regularly ask you to contact us with topics that we should discuss. And in fact, the majority of you who do contact us, we do talk about the topics you want raised. And this one is from Jonathan, who messaged us yesterday evening. And you can message us at any time. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. And here's what Jonathan says. This is after ruffling a few feathers, let me tell you. Jonathan here. Would love to come on about this, but I'm in work tomorrow. My young fella told me today that his teacher told the class that she was one of those Palestinian flag wavers. And that she, I doubt that's the way she said it now, Jonathan, and that she was at a protest at the weekend against genocide. Was there a protest for Palestine?
There was. The Irish Palestine Solidarity campaign.
I think there's one most.
They're calling on the FAI to boycott.
There's protests most.
And then it was over the Eurovision as well.
Yeah. So anyway, she told the class that she was at a protest at the weekend against genocide. They're only in sixth class FFS, says Jonathan. Keep that shit out of the classroom and stop pushing the agenda. I'm so pissed off at this that I rang the school office today to make a complaint. Oh, bit of a Karen, Jonathan. We need to stand up to this woke nonsense. And then he says in caps, I hate people that send messages in caps lock. Why did they do that? What does that mean?
Anger or trying to further get their opinion across. It's like shouting, isn't it?
Caps lock is shouting.
Banging on the table.
Okay, so he goes into caps locks and he says, we need to stand up to this woke nonsense and get these teachers out of our schools and protect our kids. And that is from Jonathan. Now, I've seen the email that he sent to the school as well, and he's pretty bloody serious about it. Now, all this teacher did, from what we can gather, and this is a primary school teacher, so sixth class kids, which would be 11 and 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 11 and 12 would be sixth class kids. And from what I can gather, their teacher, during a conversation in school, basically told her class that she was at the pro-Palestinian march at the weekend and it was against genocide. Now, both those things are factually correct. So the teacher wasn't lying. She was at a march. And in fact, I've seen photographs of teachers. There's a whole union, isn't there, of teachers who march for Palestine?
Yeah.
In fact, there's a photograph. The thumbnail to this podcast is a photograph of teachers marching for Palestine. Anyway, she told the kids that she was at the march for Palestine at the weekend and that she's marching against genocide. I would have thought they are good things to be...
Doesn't belong in the classroom.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Doesn't matter what you're marching against. If you're going to tell a fair, you know, factual... And listen, no, I'm not giving my opinion either way on what's going on. Genocide is disgusting. What is going on is wrong. It is horrific what's going on. It's just dreadful. But from a mother, as a mother, I wouldn't be happy with my kid coming home. If it's being taught, fair enough. But the teacher saying I was there marching or giving a biased opinion.
That's not biased. That's not biased.
Well... Even if I agree with the teacher, what's going on is horrific.
It is horrific.
I think that it's kids should be taught the facts, and
that
I don't think that saying I was at the march, I don't agree with this or I don't agree with that. It's not about the teacher's opinion. It's about the facts. You know, tell the kids the facts, but the kids don't need to know you're out marching. They don't need to hear what way you stand, a teacher stands politically.
It's not, that's not political, I don't think.
It's very political. It is very political.
Stevens, here's Stevens.
It's like religion. Religion should be taught fairly and unbiasedly.
Here's Stevens straight away. It's fucking disgraceful what the kids are being taught today in school. What, that genocide is wrong? I have no problem. See, it's clear you don't have children, Stephen. I'm going to get very angry about this topic today. I promised you before we came on that I was going to stay calm, but I don't think I'm going to be able to stay calm. What is disgraceful, Stephen? Can we try and get him on? What is disgraceful about telling children that dropping bombs on families is wrong? And by the way, for those of you...
But do kids need to... Okay, does a 10 or 11-year-old need to know that reality?
Yeah, absolutely.
That this is going on now.
They learned about the Holocaust. My young fella learned about the Holocaust about 2 years ago when he was...
I don't think they're learning at 7 years old. My son is seven now. He's not learning about the Holocaust. No, there's no way he's coming home telling me that about Jews being...
it's obviously a different school. My son did know... Well, he learned about the Holocaust in school. He learned about the famine in school. The famine was genocide, by the way.
No, it was genocide.
Yeah.
It was genocide. It was absolutely genocide.
So let me put that to all you tricolour waving patriots who think that...
That's some people not wanting their kids.
No. If you're a patriot, you should have no problem with your children learning about the famine. Would you agree?
I don't have a problem with my kids learning about the famine.
It wasn't a famine, by the way. It was a genocide against the Irish people. So you can't on one hand, and there's so much hypocrisy.
The famine is years and years ago. Like this, what's happened now? If you're telling kids about this now, this is going on now. This could cause great anxiety to children. If my son came home tomorrow and said, my teacher is telling me that children in Palestine or whatever, having bombs dropped on them, blah, blah, blah.
So they see it on the news, Katie.
Well, no 7-year-old is watching the news. There's a way to
this kid is not seven.
Well, my kids are moaning and stuff like that, and they're just, you know, they're, I want, and they're not listening.
You tell them about Africa.
I do. I tell them about what's going on, and the Palestine, what's going on there. I tell them there are children out there with so much less.
But let's deal with facts.
But it's not
here.
For a teacher to do it.
Jonathan's child is 11, not seven, so there's a big difference. 11, and at 11 they've learned about the Holocaust, they've learned about the famine. So my question to all of you who are upset about this, and to Jonathan, because I know you're going to be listening to this, is you can't on one hand have a problem with the kids learning about the famine, which
nobody has a problem with them learning about it.
I don't even call it the famine. It's not a famine. How can you have a problem with this teacher talking about the genocide in Palestine? You have a problem with that, but you don't have a problem with Enoch. With Enoch, who doesn't give balanced views on anything.
That's slightly different.
Enoch Burke a hero on one hand and then say this teacher isn't right. You either keep that shit out of the classroom or you don't.
But the difference is Enoch, you can't really compare them because the difference is Enoch was being asked to go against something he believed in.
Doesn't matter. He should
be given his religion. He didn't stand up out of nowhere and say, I don't believe in trans, blah, blah, blah.
He was there to teach.
That's absolutely. But he was also at that point being asked to, he believes in what he believes. I don't care what he believes, regardless. I'm not giving my opinion on how I feel about the situation, but he was being asked to go with something that's against his belief. This teacher volunteered this information to a room full of children.
You either want to keep your personal shit out of the classroom or don't. Enoch Burke didn't keep his personal shit out of the school. He's a hero. You all say, all I see every day in the comments is, he is great. Enoch's a great man. He stood up for his principles. You can't even spell principle half the time, by the way, most of it. But he stood up for his principles. So what is the difference between Enoch Burke standing up for his principles and this teacher standing up for her principles? You are all complete and utter hypocrites. Here's Keith.
No, the teacher was definitely not right. Now, the teachers' union seems to be pushing all this fucking shit onto the kids these days. These fucking, I don't know what, simpletons who are teaching the fucking children have, you have a lot to answer for. Yes, they learn them to read. Yes, they learn them to write, but yet they want to indoctrinate them. I think most of these fuckers that's part of the teachers' union should be investigated, and as well as the mental health of any of the other ones that's going out, calling for oppression of women. Yeah, you understand what's going on in Palestine, it's fucking terrible. But the people who's running Palestine are against all women's rights, they're against young girls prospering. They're just sex slaves to them. That's all you fucking are.
Now, Keith, by the way, Catholic Church is against women's rights as well.
Jeremy, there's a very good message here. Very, very good message. This person makes a fabulous point.
Are they coming on?
I'd like to pose a question for them. It's actually a brilliant question.
I hate arguing with comments on
Facebook. No, you don't have to argue. Yeah. It's just I'd love to get your opinion. It's a fantastic question.
Yeah.
Jeremy has no problem with teachers teaching children about genocide, and it's the fact, by your logic, they should all just blah, blah, blah. But he said, would you have a problem if the teacher had said she was at a legalised cannabis march?
Okay, get that person on and I'll address it.
No, because you don't know what to say. It's a fabulous question.
I'm not addressing a message.
I'm asking you. What would you say?
You're literally picking a message.
What would you say?
Who knows?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Chloe, how are you?
Hello.
How are things?
I'm good.
Now,
a bit annoyed at today's topic, to be fair.
Are you annoyed with me, or are you annoyed with...
No, actually, for once in your life, Jeremy, I'm on your team today.
Jesus, well, I never thought I'd hear those words being uttered by you.
I think it's because you're in Adrian's seat.
Oh, no, this is my opinion. I believe you cannot call anything else, you can't call it anything other than genocide, what's happened in Palestine, for a start. And I would be proud if my kids were being taught by a teacher who was against genocide. Anyway, what do you think?
I think she was dead right. I mean, the excuse we gave during World War II was we didn't know, we didn't see. Kids all have phones at 10 and 11 years of age, from Snapchat to TikTok to Twitter. It's everywhere. So why wouldn't teachers talk about political events that are happening? And it's not even political. This is a world event. It's a genocide we see on our screens every day, on our tellies, on our phones. It's everywhere. There's no evading it.
So Chloe, why shouldn't... Chloe, nobody's saying don't tell your kids about what's going on. But do you not believe that subconsciously pushing your own political view onto children? You don't see... Are you a parent?
Well, yeah, I'm a parent of four children.
Okay, so let's say she had a one of your children had a teacher who was giving out about the marches. Let's say, for whatever, those marches in town are ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. Would you have a problem then?
Well, I don't think any teacher should bring, what you are trying to say is...
No, sorry. What I'm asking you, if your children's teacher went into school and was giving out about the protests, these protests...
Well, it would depend in the context, as I'm saying, which we also don't know for this particular case.
Well, the teacher said she was at the march,
yeah? Yeah, but why was that brought up? Were the children asking questions? This father gave no context.
But whether the children... Okay, let's say in the context then that the children are asking questions and she says, no, I wouldn't go to one of those marches. Would you have a problem?
No, that's her choice and her right not to go or to go. That's completely up to her. But why are we saying we can't teach children about genocide? I mean, we have the Holocaust...
No, we can. We absolutely can. And children should be taught about what's going on in the world, but not through the eyes of somebody who's politically invested in it.
Well, it's not political, Katie.
It is political. Of course it's political.
It's not political.
That's human morality, but genocide is wrong.
And genocide is wrong. But teach kids the facts. Don't tell a fact. Genocide is wrong. I'll say it again. A teacher should be like a broadcaster. The listener or the child should not know the teacher's opinion on something, especially something that's serious. I wouldn't be happy if my child came home and said that the teacher was going...
Well, your child is 7. My 11 and 13-year-olds learn about it all the time.
Yeah, same as mine.
But there's learning about it. But teachers are there to teach, not to push their views.
Well, what is she meant to say in order to
say
teach if she's
the
not
facts.
Giving her opinion?
Talk about what's going on. She doesn't have to talk about the fact that
genocide.
She's at the march.
She said speak about the facts. The facts are that there's genocide
happening.
But she
can talk about genocide and teach the kids about genocide.
That's all she
did. But without saying I was at the march.
About genocide.
She doesn't...
Without telling them. How is she meant to teach what's
by her
right
talking
now?
About her
she
being at the march? She's making it personal. She's there to teach the curriculum.
All these people are coming onto your show, let's call a spade, is because they are Muslims mostly in Palestine. They are predominantly Muslim.
Yeah,
that is why Palestine gets so much hate. You should not be genocided for your faith or the pigment of your skin.
Yes.
And anyone getting on here saying that they're Christians or Catholic or that they're Republicans have no business condemning Palestine, because without the terrorists of Israel, there would be no Hamas if the Nakba hadn't happened, if they hadn't have been thrown out of Europe, which they were, and Palestine opened their doors
to them, and then
they genocided them, Katie. It's not...
No, Chloe, but what's going on
is...
Listen, it is horrific. It is so heartbreaking when you see kids being carried around in body bags by...
So hang on, we're allowed to teach boys they can become girls. Girls, they become boys. We're not,
I'm not even
going to
give my opinion on
genocide.
That. That's a separate topic. I won't even start on that because then
I
won't stop.
You're asking what teachers can and cannot teach.
But teachers shouldn't be able to talk about. I don't think teachers should be talking about trans stuff either. I don't think it's up to a teacher to teach. I think it's up to parents.
Wrong, Katie. We should
Nobody
teach
is disagreeing with that, and it should be
but
taught.
How is she meant to
but
teach
it should be taught in a neutral,
that is,
unbiased way.
That's not biased.
Katie, then if we could be taught in a neutral environment, why has nobody ever told me as a child World War One started because Queen Victoria's grandkids had a scrap?
The teacher should be sharing the facts. The teacher should not be sharing her personal. She's sharing.
Had an argument. Two first cousins had an argument, and it started World War One. Is a fact.
Let's say
let's say
during the referendum, the abortion referendum, yeah, the teacher came in say, remember the jumpers, if your child's teacher came in wearing a repeal the eighth, would you have had a problem?
Yeah, because school children aren't being taught about sex.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's that. No, either you, either
no, Katie, no, no
either
Katie, if
you.
If your child came home and told you they were learning about abortion in school at 7 years of age, you have a massive problem. Don't sit here like bleeding on your eye or
10 or 11 years old, like the age of 10 or 11. I can guarantee you they are learning about it.
No, they're not. You clearly, well, obviously you don't have a child at that age. What they're actually
no,
learning
I don't
about
have a child at that age, but I still think it doesn't matter.
My child's going through it right now. She's learning about. Body parts more in depth. She's learning about safe sex practices. She's learning about everything. Abortion is not taught to children. It's not something we should be pushing them towards, Katie. But back to the topic. The only reason all these do-gooders feel so good about condemning Palestine is because they are Muslims.
Oh, that's 100%. That's 100%. You are 100% right. And
they don't understand. Not only is there also Muslims there, there's thousands of Catholics, of Christians, Coptic, Orthodox, they're all being bombed as well. So yes, children should be taught because we can't.
Oh my God, you're missing the point.
No, you're missing the point.
No,
Katie.
Jeremy, stop. I'm not missing the point. I'm saying that kids.
The history book on this when it's happening right now. We are living in a historic time.
I'm not saying don't teach kids about it. I'm saying that the teacher should keep her personal affiliation out of it.
We should not tell children. We were out marching because what they've done is wrong.
Oh my God. I feel like, is this all bouncing off a wall or something? I'm saying that kids should.
You're completely contradicting yourself.
No,
okay,
Chloe, I'm saying teachers should teach about the facts, but it should be kept.
What did you say about the facts that you went to a march
is not about the facts. It's giving her her personal plans of what she was doing. That's not a teacher should be like a broadcaster. You are there to teach the curriculum. You are there to teach the children.
Teach the children,
and keep your personal shit out of it.
Yeah, broadcasters aren't independent. They try
broadcasters
to be.
Are biased.
They're supposed to be independent. They're supposed to give balanced, fair.
Okay, Katie, you turned around, and I'm going to pull you up on this. You turned around a few minutes ago, and you've said several times so far into the podcast here, what's happening in Palestine is horrific.
Yes, it is.
Listen to me for a second. Houses being bombed, children
yes,
in body
horrific.
Bags. It's absolutely horrific.
Yes.
So it's horrific. Why would you not tell your children that there's evil going on in the world?
I would tell them. I think it's up to the parents to do that. I just don't think it's a teacher's job. I think parents should.
It's not a teacher's job to tell about world affairs.
To give their own opinions on stuff.
Where's the opinion? Where was the opinion?
Jeremy, there was a caller on radio this morning. I wasn't on the radio station I worked in, defending certain things. And people have different opinions. And I'm not saying I agree with those opinions. They're vile. But it should be up to a parent to talk in more depth about it. And to share opinions about it. I just don't think I think they should absolutely teach them about it. Don't get me wrong, 100%.
Okay, if you are one of those people then who believe that Israel are the goodies in this.
There are people who believe that. There are plenty of people who believe that.
But if you are one of those parents that believes that Israel are the goodies, yeah, here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Israel are brilliant, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of those people, there's no law in the land stopping you from telling your kids when they come home. No law.
The simple point I'm making here, I'm not saying, Chloe, you're right in what you're saying. Genocide is, what's going on is so, so horrific. It's heartbreaking.
So you agree
it's genocide. It's hard to believe that in this world, in 2026, this is going on.
Do you agree it's genocide?
Yes, I agree it's genocide.
Well, that's all the teacher said.
No, that's where you're missing the point. She did, that's not all she said. She said she went to the march. So she can talk about, she shouldn't be talking to the kids about her own place.
Okay, Chloe, she shouldn't have told them she went to the march. That's Katie's bottom line.
No, she should have told them she went to the march. So more people encourage their parents to go to the
but
march.
But that's the whole point,
time,
Chloe. It shouldn't be up to kids to bring home the teacher's opinion and push it on the parents.
How many headless babies do we have to see in Gaza before people turn around and say Zionist?
So you want the teachers to go in and teach the kids to go home to the parents to push it? That's wrong.
It's
Katie, kids are there to get an education.
These are Zionist scumbags. These are not Jewish people doing this. They do not represent Judaism. They are scum of the earth, Zionist, foul-worshipping, Epstein-class people. That is who you are saying we should not protest against.
No,
yes,
Chloe,
we should.
I can't believe I have to keep explaining this. It's not about what's going on. What's going on is wrong. It's about the teacher showing her bias. And you even said it there. Maybe it will teach the kids to go home and get the parents to... That should be up to a parent to decide what their children hear or what...
Nobody's forcing.
You can teach without showing your bias. End of story. It's just that simple. You're there to push a curriculum, not to give your opinion.
We'll go to Lee now in 1 second. I just want to play this message from...
I think kids should just let be kids. It's just so sad what kids are just being exposed to nowadays as well. Like, you can teach in a child-friendly way without having to go too far into it.
All these 11-year-olds are on TikTok and Snapchat anyway. They're seeing this stuff. They know. Like, my young fella knows about the hantavirus.
I think they should be taught. I think kids should know what's going on in a child-friendly way, obviously.
Jesus,
but I don't,
Katie,
think
they're 11. They're not 5. They're 11 years of age. 11
but
and 12
even
years.
Still, right? But the teacher shouldn't be expressing their own stance on things. I don't think. And then even Chloe saying that maybe the kids go home and get the parents. That's not for the teacher to decide for the children, for the parents. She's there to teach.
No parent is going to go and march for Palestine in the city centre because
Jack's teacher said. But a child or any child shouldn't be able to come home and say, my teacher believes this, so you should believe that. A child should know a teacher's belief on something, especially something that extreme.
Okay, so Enoch Burke, they were right to get rid of Enoch Burke then.
Enoch shouldn't be talking about his own political views or anything like that in class as well. I agree.
I think you
can have your beliefs and share the facts, but you don't have to talk about your own opinion on things. You don't. Okay. If your children's teacher, Jeremy, and this is, I'm just going to ask you this question, honestly, I'm not taking it for nearly, I'm genuinely asking. If your kid's teacher was talking about drugs or cannabis and legalising stuff and said, I believe cannabis should be legalised. And your Luke came home and said, Daddy, my teacher wants cannabis to be legalised. I know well you would be the first one up to that school tomorrow saying, why is his teacher pushing this? Why?
I'll tell you my answer in a second. I just want to go to Lee, and I do have an answer for you. Lee, how are you? Sorry for holding you for so long.
You're fine. No, I think Katie's point is being a bit missed there, because I'm totally, I'd be the same as that dad. I'd be very upset if my nearly 11-year-old kid came home and said that, to be honest.
And said what?
Like, as Katie's saying, it's not a factual base. It's not education. It's based on that person's political opinion or view and taking part in that march. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
No, because it's a fact that genocide is happening to Palestinians. That's
not
the fact.
Everybody. Yeah, sorry, hang on. In your opinion, and my opinion.
11-year-olds really need to know about babies and body bags and kids being bombed and mothers. There's a degree. I get what you're saying. And my son is very much on TikTok and all of that. But I'm giving you an example of how dangerous this can be and how kids are swayed very prematurely, right?
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Now, I'll give you an example, right? He came home, right? And he said, Mom, we want to get rid of the Ukrainians. And I said, sorry?
That's a great question.
Where did you get that from? Where the hell did you get that from? I said, listen to me. The Ukrainians, there's a lot of good people, no matter what nationality, no matter what color, there's an awful lot that work here and contribute.
Sorry, did that actually happen?
We don't want to get rid of a certain amount of people, Jack. The problem is, it's difficult to help everyone. And that's what I'm saying. The narrative that's very strong and that can be very powerful at such a young age.
When did parenting become up to the teachers? It is a parent's choice with the children in terms of, you know, here's what way we feel about it, here's what we think, but you're entitled to make up your own opinion. It's not up to the teacher to take that on themselves, to share, one, what they're doing in their personal lives, and two, how they feel about something, especially something like what's going on in Palestine. It is wrong. It is horrible, but not everybody believes it's genocide, Jeremy. You say it's genocide. Chloe says genocide. I believe it's horrific what's going on. It's heartbreaking. It's genocide, but there are people out there who will say that. There are no doubt parents in every school who don't believe it's genocide. So for the teacher to say it's genocide, that is her opinion. There are people who would disagree. It is up to the parents to talk about opinions, not teachers. Teachers are there to talk about the facts.
Okay, Chloe, let me get Chloe back in there. Lee says she wouldn't be happy if her child came home hearing that the teacher was pro-Palestine. What do you make of that?
I reckon they should be treated the exact same way Holocaust deniers are, because they're denying a genocide is taking place. And it's not political. This is religious, somewhat, because the Baal worshippers want us all to believe that. look at America, the state APAC is in. Bibi Netanyahu, which is not his real name, by the way, wasn't even a practicing Jew. They don't practice Judaism. They use it as an ethnicity. They are doing the exact same thing Hitler did for the people we said never again for, and now the people doing what we said never again about. So there is no unbiased way to say they are committing a genocide on the Palestinian people, on the Lebanese people now. They're trying to make greater Israel again. Hitler tried to do that with Germany. So where does Katie stand on that?
Well, let me get Lee back in there.
So where do I stand on which?
On the whole thing, like, are they not the same as Holocaust deniers saying that it's not a genocide?
But no teacher's going to turn around and say that Hitler man was an evil bastard. They're going to teach the facts. The point is, Chloe, it is up to parents, and I'm going to say this again and again, it is up to parents to talk about opinions and feelings around a matter. It is up to a teacher.
Well, then just homeschool your kids.
No, I'm sorry, absolutely not. It is up to a teacher to give the facts, unbiased facts. Is it not up to a teacher to say, I was here, I was doing this, here's what I feel? By her saying she was at that march, she's influencing the children. And if I were a parent, regardless of whether I agree with her or not, which I agree with her, I agree with her point, it is horrific, it's genocide, but it is up to a parent to influence the children. It's up to a teacher to supply the facts.
And that's what you were saying as well, Lee. What do you make of Chloe's comments that it's like denying the Holocaust?
Well, look, I can only speak for my child, and my child is oblivious, to be honest, at nearly 11, to a lot of that, thankfully, because there's a lot of hate in this world, there's a lot of war, there's a lot of destruction, and he has his own things that he's dealing with, approaching 11, hormones, finding out who he is. So does he need to know all the rest of the shit that's going on in the world right now? No. Like, I will protect him the best I can, obviously. Can I protect him from everything? No. Can I protect him from going on to TikTok and seeing whatever certain things? No. But I will not let him be ignorant to the fact that anyone, like, you will not, don't carry hatred. Don't take that with you. You keep your side of the street clean, and you be a good person and treat people the best you can. Is it wrong? Obviously, genocide is wrong. Nobody is for genocide, for God's sake. I'm going to sit down and have that conversation with him when he's so bloody young. Like, it's crazy to load this amount on children so young.
Sorry, also to add, if that teacher had stood there and said, I'm pro-Israel, Chloe would be singing a very different tune. So it's only once the teacher is going a certain way, then it's only okay. Now, I agree with the
Enoch Burks, the people who follow Enoch Burke like sheep. Had Enoch Burke said that trans is the way forward, they'd be looking for him to be hung down and quartered.
But either you support a teacher being able to give her opinion or you don't. I personally don't. Teachers are there to supply the facts, not their opinions, not their bias. This teacher showed a bias, and that is wrong. She took she overtook the parents' job, and that is wrong.
But again, when your children, they spend more time with their teachers than they do with you. So
it doesn't matter.
So I would argue.
I just hate this sense that, oh, the teacher should be able to take over. I'm sorry, the parent is still the primary people. The parents are still the primary people in the child's life. They are the only people who should have any influence on a child's belief.
I know your kids don't have phones, and neither do mine.
Yes.
And my eldest doesn't and won't be until he gets to secondary school. Your kids are more influenced by stuff they see online than they are by parents. That's where they're getting the influence from.
You can't stop that unless you don't give them a phone. But you can stop. Teachers are there to do a job.
Homeschool.
I can't believe you're not getting the point. I'm actually agreeing with what you're saying. Yeah. I just don't think it's up to the teacher to give her bias on it.
Do what Mammy Burke did. Homeschool all the kids.
Afternoon, folks.
Hi, Martin.
Great topic. Schools should stay politically neutral, and the staff should know that also. If she wants to believe in that, carry on, then let her. Doesn't bother me in the slightest what my kids' teachers believe in, as long as they can do their job. But she needs to keep that out of the classroom. If the kids see, if she's on a march or whatever, in public, on a Saturday, and the kids see her, that's fair enough. But if they ask her a question about it or anything like that, she should say, I can't talk to you about it. So they should stay completely neutral, just get on with their job, what they're paid to do, teach the kids.
Oh, that's interesting, Martin. And if you want to send me a follow-up, you can. So what you're basically saying in that message is that you agree with Enoch Burke being let go from that position in the school, that he was wrong to ever bring his, it wasn't his political beliefs, it was his religious beliefs, that he was wrong to bring them into school, and the school were right to dismiss Enoch Burke. Sorry for putting words in your mouth, Martin, but that's just
the fact that you
saying.
Keep bringing this back to Enoch, just it's weakening your own argument, because this has nothing to do with Enoch Burke.
Yes, it is. It's about teachers giving
nobody's
their own opinion.
But Jeremy, I'm actually agreeing with your fundamental point. What's going on is so, so sad. But do you not see the point that it is up for a parent to influence the child's thinking on something, or
kids.
To talk to your kid about opinions and feelings, that it's up to the teacher to provide facts? Do you not agree with that?
I'll give you the number for Enoch Brooks' man. You can ring her and tell her how to homeschool the kids.
It's gone.
Back in a sec.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Hey, John.
We all know it's genocide as adults. You know, we quite understand what's going on here as adults.
A blind man can see it's genocide, yes.
Yes, of course it is. And there's nobody, and I don't think anybody is ever going to disagree with that. The fact of the matter is, I always said this before, Jeremy, I'll say it again, let kids be kids, you know, and don't give me this shit that, oh, you homeschool your kids, this, that, the other. The fact of the matter is, no matter anybody's political beliefs, should be left behind, and school should be for school. I think it was Lee, was it? Was said about teaching kids their same sex, this, that, you know. Again, I pulled my kids out of, nope, not having a barter. You know, I'll teach, my kids are going to be taught with the way I was taught, you know, male and female. You keep going back to Enoch Burke as well. I want to address the.
Oh, absolutely.
Before
we go on, you were and you still are a supporter of Enoch Burke. I remember you saying on.
I will be, and I always will be, you know. So now, he didn't bring it into the classroom. It was brought to him. He was told to call a child damn day. Let's not forget this, Jeremy.
This isn't a topic about Enoch Burke, by the way.
Well, I know that, but you keep bringing it fucking up, don't you?
Yeah, to,
you know,
to highlight
so I'm only addressing your shitheadedness already on this. You see, what I'm trying to, you know, basically send the ball down the fucking court here is to say that, you know, everything in the classroom should be left outside the classroom, whether it be wars, whether it be sexualization, you know, nothing.
Right.
So you
nothing should be brought into the classroom.
Opinion shouldn't be in the classroom.
Kids are there to be taught by a teacher, whether it's English, Irish, fucking maths, whatever it is. They're not there to be told about wars, not there to be told about sexualization.
So I'd be looking for an investigation.
So hey.
I wouldn't go that far, you know, at the end of the day.
I'd be wondering how that was able to happen and why that was able to happen. I wouldn't be happy.
So hang on, John. Jesus Christ. You need to get your shit together. You don't think children should learn about World War II? In school.
We all learned about it. What the fuck did that do for me? What did it do for me, Jeremy?
Kids still need to know about history.
I get that. What did it do? You know, me going into a classroom tomorrow as a fully qualified teacher and telling the kids, oh, by the way, I was at a march against Ukraine there today. You know,
actually, I'm going to read a message, John, and this is actually a good point by Janet on Facebook. What about kids in a classroom who might have family links to Israel? Imagine they're sitting there listening to the teacher put them down, and that's why child's family who's nothing to do with.
The people of Israel are not to blame for what the government is doing. The people of Israel.
But if kids can be
but
assholes,
there's so many opinions on this, Jeremy. I said that to you on the text earlier on. I said, what if they're from the opposition? You know, how do you think they're going to feel? Like, if they would have family back in Palestine, or that their relatives were taken out by Israel, you know, and it works both ways. Russia, Ukraine, Russia, you know, so leave it all there. They're only kids. They're only fucking 11.
Yeah, you're right. And Enoch should have left his anti-LGBT.
You're bringing it back to Enoch because you have no other argument.
No, it's a good argument.
It knocked at Enoch's door. Enoch had no choice. He was told to tell that. He was told to, and he was asked to call a day them. You keep missing the point here, Jeremy. You keep twisting it. But Katie's right, Katie, and I agree with you. He's at the losing the point already. Yeah. Leave the kids alone for fuck's sake and let the kids be kids. Fuck off now, seriously, like.
So it's okay for Enoch. Enoch's a legend for standing up for his anti-LGBT.
Okay, Jeremy. Listen. I'm going to spell this for you. You have kids, yeah?
Yeah.
So if your kids are in a classroom and their teacher is told, listen, by the way, see him over there. If you call him a day, damn, I told you this already. I'd pull my kids out of fucking school straight away.
That's brave.
Because I wouldn't be
very
listening
brave.
To this bullshit.
If my kid came home and was told at seven that they have to call the teacher day or anything, I wouldn't be happy.
No, this isn't happening.
Thank you,
this
Casey.
Isn't happening.
And I wouldn't be the same. But the fact of the matter is, listen, we're not talking about that. You keep, you know, you, again,
I just think
said,
that nowadays the schools
the
are getting too fond of taking over the roles of the parents. Now, yeah. I have to say, my children's school are fabulous. I have never had any issues. I'm very lucky. But I have heard stories where the teachers are assuming almost the role that it's their place to be influencing. They're there to teach, not to influence. Regardless of whether you agree with what they're saying or not, they're there to teach, not to influence or affect your child's opinion.
Every child, we all had this. I don't know if you had this, John.
I'm going to ring John back because I have to ring someone on WhatsApp.
Yeah, sorry. Every single child is influenced by their teacher. You remember when you were in school that there was a teacher who influenced
not
you.
About wait,
no,
genocide.
No, I'm saying influenced you in some way, yeah, to do better at English or to.
Oh, come on. Do not compare a teacher. You to do well.
I'm talking about the influential power that teachers have over students for all things. You're saying that a teacher can't influence a child. A child is spending 7 hours a day with a teacher, so obviously they're going to be influenced in some way, shape, or form.
Jeremy, there's influencing through teaching kids to do better or to want to do well, or there's not influence
or to be against genocide. What a horrible thing to influence children. Oh my God.
You can teach kids about it, but no teacher should override the role of the parent. It is up to the parent to talk about feelings and opinions and everything like that with the children as they feel fit. It is not for the teacher to assume that it is okay to share her biased views.
Okay, I played Martin's message a few minutes ago and he's willing to come on, and actually, unlike a lot of the people in the comments who haven't got the balls to come on, there's fucking Holocaust deniers and all in the comments here. These topics really bring out the
people actually really believe that the Holocaust didn't happen.
Oh yeah, there are people. Yeah, there are people who believe that. But so there's people that believe that the genocide isn't happening in Palestine.
But that's why it's regardless of what I believe or what you believe or what Chloe believes or what John believes, we all have our beliefs. But it's not up for the teacher to share theirs. I would be genuinely asking. I'd be asking to sit down and talk to the teacher. I'd be pissed. I would be pissed.
Oh, I know you would. Karen, an absolute Karen. Now, Martin, I played your message there a few minutes ago. Should this teacher be reprimanded?
Well, of course she should. I mean, if Katie's a Karen, I'm a Darren. Because, as I said in the message, it needs to be left out, no matter what the teachers believe in. It genuinely doesn't matter. I don't care what my kids' teachers believe in, as long as they can do their job and teach my children. And you're all about Enoch Burke. Enoch Burke didn't just stand up in front of a classroom one day and say, there's no such thing as transgenderism. That was brought to his door and he spoke his beliefs. And that's what happened. He never stood up in front of a class
exactly
and said,
what I said.
Within
that's
the
exactly
school
what
building.
I said.
Within the school building.
Yeah, but he said, hold on. I've been through this on this podcast millions of times. He went about it completely the wrong way. He shouldn't have done it that way. All right. But when you look at these books these days, and the first thing I did was look through my son's book when he started secondary school. It's teaching all about transgenderism, that there's so many genders and all this sort of bollocks. So he's only going back against what it says in the book. But what I'm saying here is kids don't need to know about other kids being killed halfway across the world at this present time. They don't need to pick up their mum and dad's phones or their own phones and look at TikTok and see fucking kids being pulled from rubble that have just been bombed the ship by Israel. They do not need to see that. The teacher needs to teach what's in the curriculum,
yes.
And that is it.
Yes. When is it okay for the teacher to assume the role of the parent?
By the way,
like teachers teaching
lads,
about trans issues and everything. When did that become okay for teachers to assume that role?
Teachers.
I would be absolutely
outraged.
Since
we've had left-leaning governments that just fucking think they can do what they want, getting bullied by the EU.
If it's not to do with the curriculum, you shouldn't be talking about it. Or if it's not to do with the curriculum, it's not to do with the classroom. Keep it out of classroom.
Exactly.
So when a teacher is teaching about the Holocaust, they shouldn't say it was terrible. They should say it was great crack.
That's something in history. That's in a history book,
Jeremy.
And sorry, what's happening in Palestine will be in the history books in 20 years' time.
Yeah,
well.
But it's not in 2026, is it, Jeremy? So they need to keep it out of it.
Okay, so we shouldn't teach kids about the evil that's going on in the world.
I'm actually raging with you today. I can't deal with you today. Genuinely, you're missing the point. Nobody's disagreeing about teaching kids. Not one person's here said that kids shouldn't learn it. There's a child-friendly way to teach kids stuff, an appropriate way for their age. But when you are bringing your own bias, regardless of whether you agree with the bias or not, that is not... I guarantee you, if a teacher went in tomorrow, let's say Luke's teacher, and said something that went against your what you believe, and Luke came home and said, my teacher told me he was like, whatever, you would be straight in that office.
It's only when Jeremy believes it.
The same with yourself. The same with Enoch Burgess was a hero, absolute hero.
I've never actually said he was a hero. I said he was right to say what he said. But he went the wrong way about it.
Okay, so Enoch Burke, before that whole issue happened in the school, Enoch Burke and his family, I think it was in 2008, stood outside the Dáil with placards that said homosexuality is an abomination and all that. Yeah, all that outside the school. That was outside the school.
You don't need to tell me about the Burkes, Jeremy. I'm not a million miles away from them.
I know you know about them.
I know all about them.
So should he not have been removed from the school long before that day damn thing happened because he was marching for anti-LGBT rights?
Well, as long as he doesn't bring it into the classroom. That's what I just said. I'm not a hypocrite.
So
there's a teacher in my son's school, and he is all for Palestine, and he's in People Before Profit and all of this, and he's all protesting outside Tesco's when they're getting carrots from Israel and all that.
Yeah.
But he says nothing about that in the classroom.
He's on the right side of history, though, isn't he?
Well, that's your belief. I mean, I wouldn't waste my time standing outside Tesco because fucking carrots come from Israel, but whatever. Whatever you think yourself, but he doesn't bring any of that into the classroom at all, and that's professionalism.
Yeah, that is. That's what he's there to do his job. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's lacking here with this teacher.
I produce for Adrian, right, on a radio show. If we were doing something like this, like the FAI calls for the FAI to boycott, or for Ireland, the FAI to boycott the football match, yeah? Now, I don't know much about that because I don't follow football. But if Adrian started giving his opinion, I would be straight into him on talkback. Adrian, roll it back. It has to be, teachers should be like broadcasters. It has to be fair with facts given, and let the listener...
You always believe the broadcaster should be able to give their opinion. You're literally going against what you fought for years.
Not if you want to have a balanced debate. I don't think a presenter should be able to go on and just spout off on their own unchallenged. I think everything should be challenged.
Hang on a second.
You shouldn't be able to influence anybody, like a teacher shouldn't.
Stick the plug back in there for a second.
Don't talk to me like that.
Hang on a second.
You'd be brave.
This is a balanced debate. Is this not being a balanced debate?
This is a balanced debate, but I just can't believe you're missing the point is that a teacher should be there to give the facts, not opinion. That is by her saying she was at the march, that was a bias. She was giving a bias opinion.
No, she was giving the fact that I'm at the march.
She was telling the kids what way she stands on the matter.
Like a teacher saying, I was in Salou in my holidays last week. I was at a march for Palestine. It's stating a fact.
I actually don't know. I can't deal with you today, genuinely. You're pissing me off to another level today because you're missing the point.
Okay, afternoon, Jeremy. Just for a bit of context, it's not genocide, okay? Just because somebody calls it genocide doesn't mean it's a genocide. If Israel really wanted to wipe them off the face of the earth, they would. Okay, we don't live beside neighbours that want to kill us. They won't want to kill each other. All right. And plus, look what the Palestinians done when they went to Lebanon. They destroyed that country. There's a reason nobody around the area wants them in. Okay, none of the Muslim countries will let them in. Egypt has one of the biggest borders and walls between Palestine and Egypt. Okay, so you got to ask yourself that question. And as for the teacher, if the teacher stood up there and said she agreed with the Israelis, is it beyond hell or say how dare she? But because she agrees with people who murder and rape children, that's okay. But let's keep a balance there, Jeremy, yeah? Let's not let your personal things get in the way of a good balanced debate.
It is a good... If it wasn't a balanced debate, your comments wouldn't be allowed.
I personally feel that school nowadays is very different.
Why is he saying it's not balanced?
School nowadays is very different from when I was in school. When I was in school, we didn't learn about half of the things kids are learning.
Kids are a lot more advanced now.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can build with Shopify by your side. Jess, how are you?
I'm even better.
Now, what do you make of what you're hearing?
I think you're fucking dense.
Oh, why? What?
I think poor Katie needs a paracetamol. God love her.
Yeah, I need a drink. There's actually a bar downstairs. I'm hitting the bar. Good luck. I'm out of here.
You are a teacher. You're there to teach. You are there to teach. You're not there to preach. So stay in your fucking lane.
So by literally saying that she was at a march against...
What was the relevance to the conversation?
I don't know.
Why did you tell the kid?
I don't know how it was. I wasn't in the classroom. I don't know.
Whatever the conversation was, she should have, because that's her personal life, should have stayed out of the classroom.
Yeah, a child shouldn't know what a teacher's doing on the weekend. No.
You protest whatever the hell you want on the weekend, but don't bring it into the classroom. That's your personal life. You keep it personal.
Yeah, I think a child shouldn't know what a teacher's doing on the weekend, unless it's something very child-friendly, like they went to...
So, Jeremy, there's you comparing going on a holiday to this. That was the most stupid comparison I've ever heard you make. Never mind the fact you said, oh, what about the famine? There's a difference. The famine is our history. What's going on over there? I'm sorry. Nothing to do with us, so why are you bringing it into the classroom?
I definitely wouldn't agree. No, I'm not going to... Look, Jess is entitled to her opinion. I'm not going to slam her, but I think it's everybody's business what's going on.
Showing that you lack any sort of empathy towards the suffering of others, that it's not happening on my doorstep, so I don't give a fuck.
That's her opinion. Whether we agree with it or not, she's entitled to feel the way she feels.
So... It should be only Irish history. So we were allowed to talk about the Irish genocide at the hands of...
It's the fact that you tried to compare the two.
Well, they're both genocide at the hands of
As Martin said, if that's what you want to call them.
Jeremy, there's people like Jay there earlier on said he doesn't believe it's genocide.
You're there to teach,
It's not up to you to decide it's genocide. You can believe it's genocide. I believe it's genocide.
But you can't
tell Jay or Jess if they don't believe it's genocide.
Literally, if you look up the definition of genocide, yes, what happened in Ireland was genocide.
Jeremy, I'll be honest with you. The way I see what's going on, they're wrong on both sides. They're both bad on both sides. That's just how I see it. But my main problem is you are there to teach. You are not there to preach.
Yeah.
But teaching is preaching.
No, it's not teaching. It literally is.
No, there's a difference. Teaching is you're telling them what it is in the book. You're explaining it to them. Preaching is I went to this protest or whatever it may be and you're showing your bias, as Katie said.
I guarantee if Luke came home today and said, Daddy, my teacher told me he was at a pro-legalised cannabis march at the weekend, Jeremy would be into the school. Why is my son learning about this? Why?
Okay, let's bring that back and I'll address that issue. First of all, lads, it's completely hypothetical because that wouldn't happen in a teacher. But secondly, the main difference between that...
One thing, teachers are going in and saying what they're protesting about, but there you go. So it's not too hypothetical, is it?
Sure, friends of mine who are teachers do cannabis every weekend. It's not a big deal. But the difference between that would be, Jess, it would be the teacher is promoting something that's illegal.
Okay.
So whether you agree with it or not...
I got one for you.
Let me finish this one.
Promoting something you're against it out.
No, the teacher will be promoting something. It's illegal to buy and use cannabis in this country. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay, so you're saying you promote...
Yeah. So the teacher will be promoting, and I'm sure there's something in the school book, handbook about that.
That's where you're wrong. Sorry, the teacher isn't promoting somebody to go out and buy drugs. The teacher's at a march to legalise cannabis. They're not doing anything illegal. They're at a march which you're entitled to do to legalise cannabis. At no point in that is there any law actually broken.
We're splitting hairs here.
So, no, if Luke came home today and said, my teacher said...
By the way,
that,
he never tells me what happens in school. Neither do my kids. They just don't even want to talk to me. Yeah.
But if he came home today and said, Daddy, my teacher said that Ireland doesn't need any more immigrants, that we should close the borders. Daddy, my teacher said that. Now, what's going on, you could say, is part of history at the moment. You know, all the protests about immigration and everything else, all the far right labels, far left labels. If your son's teacher came home or if your son came home and said, my teacher said that Ireland needs to close the floodgates, you would be up in that school tomorrow. Boy. You would be there first thing in the morning. would be furious.
Well, I wouldn't. What I would do is I would say to him, and again, that wouldn't happen because a teacher wouldn't do that.
Well, how is it any different to this teacher?
Well, I don't think a teacher would do that. Okay, if that happened, I would say to him, I would sit him down, I'd say, well, what do you think? What is your opinion on it?
Mm.
Because we believe...
No, you wouldn't.
I don't believe.
Okay,
well, then don't ask a question.
You're full of shit. You'd go...
You ask a question.
I know well you'd be up at the school because you're lying.
Okay, you ask a question and
because
don't...
Because you're lying.
When you don't hear the answer you want.
I absolutely know well if we did a topic in a year's time and you forgot about this little conversation today and you said, oh, Luke came home and he said that the teacher said, sorry, that teacher has no right to do that. I know you would. And the reason I'm not listening to your answer is because it's bullshit. When you're ready to tell the truth, I'll listen to you. Right now you're not telling the truth. You're talking shit again.
She never comes up for air, does she? Anyway, thank you very much for all your comments and texts on that. My God, that was very busy. And a lot of people we couldn't get to. If you did listen to that and you wanted to get on, you missed your chance, I'm afraid. It was a very interesting conversation. And as I said, it was a balanced conversation. Despite what Jay was saying there, that it wasn't balanced. It was completely balanced. We had people from both sides. So a balanced argument, ladies and gentlemen, is when people from both sides are allowed on the
air. There's one last voice note there for you. Go on. Just play. He's asked me to play it.
Okay.
He was mad to get back on, so he's just said we need to play that.
Jeremy, get your shit together, will you?
Okay.
You lost this a long time ago. No. Katie was right. Kids are kids. Let them be kids. They're 11 years of age, you know. They have a lot of shit ahead of them, you know. Yeah. All right. You know, imagine every teacher in the Ireland of Ireland bringing this shit into the classroom, you know. And when I say shit, I mean the political beliefs. That's up to them. Now, they're all right. They can believe what they want at home. I have my own political beliefs. So does everybody else. But no, you don't bring it into the classroom when you're supposed to be a professional teacher at the end of the day. I don't think the penny drops, Jeremy, but Katie's right here. You know, you're well outnumbered on this one. Good luck.
I don't think so, John. But anyway, my advice to you as well would be homeschool the kids. Ring Martina Burke. Ask her how you do. Get some advice from her. And as she said, Martina.
Oh, I hope your teacher, your kid's teacher, goes in and starts giving an opinion on something you disagree with someday. Oh, I hope. And I will stand
you
and
will,
laugh.
We get the best ever podcast.
And I will lol when you go up to the school the next morning going ballistic.
Banging down the gates like a Karen. Anyway, thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, click in the green bell, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.